Good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And I have a few folks in the studio here to talk about the Sesquicentennial Speaker Series that begins this Wednesday. We're going to hear all about it. And I'm going to allow my guests to introduce themselves, starting on my right. Go ahead.
Hi, my name is Anna Dittmar, and I'm going to be the first speaker of the series. And I'm going to talk about the icons at St. Michael's Cathedral and the story about how they transitioned from pre-American to post-American.
Okay, great.
Great. Good morning, everyone. My name is Ryan Carpenter. I'm a National Park Ranger at Sitka National Historical Park and have been collaborating with the Sitka Historical Society on the speaker series.
Okay.
Good morning. My Tlingit name is Shagunasta, and I am going to talk about being Tlingit. Tlingit means human being, so I am human being just like you.
Okay, well, welcome, everyone. And we'll start with this Wednesday night, talking about Anna's presentation, and then we'll move on to Bob and talk about the next presentation, which is happening next Wednesday. And Ryan can fill in some of the blanks here and there as well, give some more information. Mm-hmm. So Anna, 7 p.m. Sitka National Historical Park this Wednesday. Can you go into a little more detail about the icons and the history that you'll be speaking about?
Yes. I don't want to give it away, though, so people will come.
Spoiler alert.
And I'm in making up the presentation, mm-hmm. I'm trying to stick with icons that were made, that were created or written before the signing of over of the land exchange or the title, change of title. Because a lot of the icons that we have at St. Michael's Cathedral are post. Mm-hmm. So I have to look up each icon and see when it was made and which ones are more significant than others. So I'll be talking about the ones that are the most obvious to people when they come into the cathedral and the few that they never even noticed.
About how many are there from before the signing?
Oh,
just general.
Wow, that's a tough one. More than 100.
Wow.
Maybe even 300.
Wow.
And some of them aren't there any longer. You know, they were mm-hmm. stolen during the land transfer, or they disappeared during the fire. Not destroyed, but disappeared. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we're still getting them back, actually, little by little.
What is your interest in this history?
Oh, that's a very good question. Well, I grew up in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and I was Russian Orthodox. Mm-hmm. And then I had a whole life where I did a lot of other things and became an anthropologist. And I went to work for the National Park Service. And the last park I worked in was here in Sitka before I retired. And I fell in love with St. Michael's Cathedral, and it was home. Mm-hmm. You know, I walked in, and I smelled church, and mm-hmm. I smelled my life. Mm-hmm. And of course, visually, you know, also, it just seemed so familiar to me. And being surrounded by people... My heritage is not Native Alaskan, but I was surrounded by people who were not steeped in American culture. So that felt familiar to me, too, to hear other languages in the church. So, yeah, I just fell in love with the place. You know, maybe I was here then, back then. Mm-hmm. And then I, because of my background and my training, and I was interested in the religious art and the sacred art that was in the church. So I started to research the things that were in there. And when I retired, the priest said, great, now you'll have time to to be our volunteer curator and historian and everything else. So there are people who know more than I do about what's in there, but they're not here right now. Mm-hmm. So, but I learned from them. Yeah, and some of them have passed on too. So I have a little legacy to live up to.
So this is 7 p.m. Sitka National Historical Park on Wednesday.
That's right.
Okay.
And I'll be bringing some icons with me.
Oh, great.
So people, not the historic ones.
Right.
But
right.
So I'll pass those around and tell people how to read an icon,
Okay. Well, and the Russian Orthodox Cathedral here, it's pretty significant in terms of its iconography. The largest collection in
America.
In North America, right? Yeah. Right, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know about South America, but I think probably not. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, look forward to that one.
Thank you.
And then Bob Sam, let's talk next Wednesday, presentation 7 p.m. at Harrigan Centennial Hall. What's your topic?
Next Wednesday, I'll be talking with Dave
McMahon
on the Neva. The Neva is a ship that was involved in a battle of Sitka between the Tlinkets and the Russians. And the Neva was symbolized a great change that came to the community in Alaska. And it really is a very difficult topic to talk about. But after so many years of living in Sitka, it's time we come back together. The Tlinkit community made peace with the Russians in 2004. We set aside our hard feelings and we moved on. And it's time to remind ourselves that we are here as a community and we are healing from this horrible time. And I'm very honored to sit with these two individuals this morning so that we can move on with our life. Thank you.
We'll look forward to that one too. That's next Saturday, 7 p.m. Next Wednesday, the 19th, at Harrigan Centennial Hall. So Ryan, this is part of a larger speaker series.
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk about that?
Yeah, so the Sitka Historical Society and the National Park Service have collaborated in order to be able to present a speaker series that is starting, of course, this month and going into the month of October. And the goal of the speaker series, I think, is pretty evident in the passion and the comments that both of our presenters have expressed this morning. And so, that is that... we're here. It's the 150th anniversary of the Treaty of Session, the land transfer. And that event had an enormous impact on everyone involved. And so it's an opportunity for us to look back at the impacts of that event, the events leading up to that, and how this monumental occurrence has shaped not only Sitka, but our state and nation and the global community. And so, there's some challenging discussions, there's some hard discussions, there's some honest discussions that are going to happen. We're bringing in people from content area experts from, all over the country in some regards to be able to focus on specific topics. And, what I like about it is it's a nice mixture of, local content area experts and folks that are coming in from other areas. And so there's this, great ownership and buy-in to the significance of what this year and what this commemoration means.
Where can people go to find out more about the speaker series?
Yeah, so primarily that information is on the Sitka Historical Society's website.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have a tentative schedule. However, we're releasing that in 2-month increments. And so currently the schedule for April and May has been released, and then we'll be releasing the schedule for June and July here quite soon. And so, you know, there's a lot of logistical behind the scenes work that needs to happen for all of this to come together. And so we're slowly releasing the speakers. And in fact, we're still working on recruiting speakers. And so, you know, we'd love to talk to anyone who has a passion or expertise in certain fields and that connects to, you know, the transfer.
Okay. Well, we are just about out of time. Bob, Anna, any parting thoughts before we go?
Well, actually, I went out to the site where they were working on the NEVA, and it was really a powerful experience to work with the group that was out there. On the outside of Kruzoff Island is a very powerful place. Lots of natural phenomena happens out there, and it's not surprising that the ship went down there. But what touched me the most was the atmosphere, the feeling that people's lives were lost out there, and how they survived, how they were saved. And also, there are descendants of the people that still here today. And it's really touching that from that event of the NEVA, it's really touching that the community is such a beautiful place. Mm-hmm. And that the people here are very special people. And I would like to end this by saying Sitka is one of the oldest communities west of the Mississippi. And it's time for all of us to share with each other, to come together, have a meal, to talk with each other, and to get to know each other, and find out that we are special people here. And America has some wonderful and difficult history. But really, in Sitka, we can do it different. And the community can come together because we're on an island. We have to put up with each other. Mm-hmm. We have to tolerate each other. And we don't say this often enough, but we love each other. Mm-hmm. So let's respect who we are and where we come from. Thank you.
Thank you. Gracias. Anna?
Well, one of the icons that I'll be talking about actually was on the NEVA.
Hmm.
And I was out at the site, too, the last day that the archaeologists were out there. And it is a very powerful spot. Mm-hmm. You really can feel the events that occurred there. So there's a tie-in. It's all tied together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. All right. First presentation Wednesday night, 7 p.m., Sitka National Historical Park. Next Wednesday, 7 p.m., Harrigan Centennial Hall. Thank you all so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much, Melissa.
You're welcome. Thank you.